Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Lex Cornwall is here. Lex is a great member of our Brain Trust, a franchise owner, a business owner himself, former recovering banker. He's taken the corporate investment banker. He's taken the 12-step program to get himself out of that, to get detoxed out of that. He's the author of Embracing Failure, Your Keys to Success. He also has a 9-module self-study program we're going to talk a little bit about today. Lennox Cornwall, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Lennox, to be back?
Indeed. I dream about this all the time, Jim.
So, awaken our success blueprint. Where do we start?
Right. Well, it really came out of the book Embracing Failure, Your Key to Success. I had a lot of feedback from people saying it was really great, and they wanted to have some simple strategies from the book that they could implement in their lives. So I developed a program around some of the principles in the book that are really simple. And what I want to say to your listeners, Jim, is that please don't take these too lightly. They're very, very simple. But if you follow through with these, I would say you're guaranteed to succeed. Now, I'm also going to share two secrets. And I've got two secrets because what I found is that some people are able to follow some strategies and others aren't. So I looked at why, and I came up with the two secret reasons why they don't. So I'm going to share those as well today.
All right. So what's the first strategy?
All right. The first strategy is the strategy of making definite decisions. Now, I want to say that a definite decision is one that when you make it, there's no turning back. There's no ifs, buts, and maybe. There may be changes within the strategy to achieve what you want because, of course, knocking your head against the brick wall and getting no results isn't a good thing. So you've got to change strategy within that. I get it. But if you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it regardless of what comes along. So that's the first thing. And it was, I believe, Steve Jobs, who said, the only way to do great work is to love what you do. Now, I kind of believe that, mostly, but there's another circumstance in which we do great work, and that's when we've got a steely determination to achieve something or overcome something. It could be a business challenge or it could be a health challenge. If you've got a steely determination, that definite decision is way easier to stick
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm. So making a definite decision, you're saying this is your true north. This is the thing that you're committed to. You may find variations off of it, but this is the thing that you've forsaken other strategies and you're heading in this direction.
Without a question, I want to take a simplish one, and that is, let's say somebody decides they want to be a plumber or a programmer. And there are going to be many things that could take that person off course. So, for example, one that's obvious is naysayers. You're going to get people saying, oh, you're a great plumber working for Bill's Plumbing, but
right.
You've got no business acumen. You know, there's absolutely no way you can do that. And that's a big one to overcome, especially when it's coming from significant other or somebody in your family or some close friends. Ignore those. And this is where, you know, Steve Jobs' statement, doing what you truly love is the only way to be successful, paraphrasing there, of course, is important because it's easier to stay on course when it's something that you love. I mean, can you imagine somebody saying to Tiger Woods, "Now don't play golf, become a programmer," or it just doesn't match.
Well, the thing about it is whatever you accomplish is going to require some blood, sweat, skin, and a whole lot of energy. And if it's something you don't love, that's gonna be too big a price to pay.
Without a question.
And so you're not gonna be all in. And if you're going to accomplish, if you're going to accomplish excellence, in my opinion, Linux, you've got to be all in.
There's no other way, Jim. And the only way to be all in really is to love something. And people say, I don't know how to achieve X, Y, or Z. I say, it doesn't matter whether you know how to. All you need to know is that you want to. Mm. And that really is something that will drive you on. You will find the resources. They will come to you.
And you know, and you want it for yourself. And here's another thing. I think this is how you deal with the naysayers, too. And I've talked about this in the past before. To me, the thing that has been the most, the thing that's held me together over the years has been my belief in myself. I believe I can do certain things. And whenever someone told me I couldn't do it, if I believed that I could, that's what I believed in. That's what I stuck with. That was an example of me sticking with something. Was I was more likely to stick with myself, to count on myself, than I was to count on maybe even a strategy.
Very much so, and you've actually touched on, I'm not going to talk about it now, I'm going to touch upon it later, but you've actually touched very, very closely on one of the key secrets that is absolutely fundamental to succeeding.
Mm-hmm. All right, keep going with your strategies.
All right, so number two is to keep your word. Again, it sounds really simple, but I found, again, that people don't. Not because they don't want to, but because, again, things get in the way. So you're going to keep your word to yourself and to others. Obviously, in business, that's critical. It's absolutely critical. So always say what you mean and mean what you say. Now, one area where we don't keep our word is when we're extremely busy, and everybody's extremely busy today, and somebody asks you to do something that you really don't want to do, and if you do it, it's going to take you away from where you're going, and you say yes. Well, be brave enough to say no. That's not
right.
Something I can
don't
do right
now.
Don't
say yes when you mean no. That's the opposite of trust.
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. And then the next one, Jim, is to say yes when it's the right thing to say. This is where you know that you want to succeed at something, but again, it gets scary because you don't know how to do it, or maybe you need to borrow more money than you're comfortable with, or take some actions that you've never done before,
mm-hmm.
or the naysayers kick in again. You have to say yes when you know it's the right thing to say because it's taking you towards your objective.
And all of these things we're talking about are part of your nine-module self-study success program, right?
Without a question.
Tell us where they can find out more about that.
Yeah, that's at www.awakeningsuccessblueprint.com. Of course, there are no spaces there. Just one
awakeningsuccessblueprint.com. Check it out. Linux Cornwall and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.